Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening and welcome aboard. It is another edition of Sports Overnight America presented by Geico and GEICOinsurance.com. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine here momentarily joins the fray as we take you from a Tuesday into a Wednesday with the world of sports. And we're really going to go in a really, I think, a nice, not a unique direction, but yeah, Chiefaholic, the all-time ultimate super fan. We've seen it with the Jets, the Patriots, you know, every team's got a mascot. Nobody like this cat in Kansas City, and the lengths that this guy went to a flash and dash his fandom with the Chiefs, who are a dynasty, let's be honest, they're going for a three-peat, but the extremes of this guy's double life is just off the charts. And we're going to get the director of the Prime Video, which will be out on Christmas Eve. And if you watch the trailer, I'm in. I'm all in. I'll probably watch that 100 times. It's just fascinating. So we will get into that. Later on, you know, midseason Hard Knocks, AFC North. We're going to get into that a little bit, see what's going on. I mean, I think they got the wrong division. I care about the NFC North, not the AFC North per se, but we will dip into that. And, of course, the hot stove got a big, big log on the fire today. Cody Bellinger from the Cubs, the Mets, they gave up Poteet the arm, $5 million in cash. I think an absolute steal. I think he'll be a great Yankee. There's an awkward situation, which I didn't know about. I'll let Tyler share on how it's weird. And it's funny. Real quick, you'll get an idea where I'm going. There was a time in the 70s where the Yankees had two players and did a wife swap. You can't make it up. I want to say Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich. And I did not Google it, so I'm just throwing that out from memory. But a wife swap, how awkward is that going to be? Well, the 2025 Yankees are going to have it. Maybe not to that degree, but it could be a little awkward. So we shall see. I'm looking forward to Tyler's opinion on that. You know, NBA Cup tonight, yeah, if you're all wound up over Oklahoma City, Milwaukee, in Vegas, please. I'm watching. You know what I'm watching tonight? I'm watching college hoops. Drake University undefeated. Going to take on Kansas State at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. North Carolina, Florida. I mean, even Duke playing tonight is worth a watch instead of this NBA garbage, in my opinion. We're coming back here. We get it going. A Tuesday overnight into a Wednesday here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. You know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night,
I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body. I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, talking the world of sports here, Tuesday into a Wednesday, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio, tuned in and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way as well. You know, it's one of these stories where you wish you could do a whole hour on this. I mean, seriously, I could do a 3 or 4 part series on this. It's a fascinating story. It's starting to get some buzz. A wolf in Chiefs clothing. It's produced by Dream Crew Entertainment. And the director is Dylan Sires, and he joins us all about a super fan run afoul, run amok, run whatever you want to call it. Wow, this is a wow. Dylan Sires, I'm Marty Terrell. That's Tyler Levine. Welcome aboard. How are you, Dylan?
Good. How are you doing, Marty? Thanks for having me on.
Well, I love it. I don't know where to start other than to say this is a fascinating story, a serial bank robber. He's the chief mascot running around in the Wolves clothing, not the official mascot, but a super fan, run amok and run afoul. Let's just start right there. And the guy's name is Xavier Bobadar, or Bobadar. What an amazing story, Dylan. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Xavier Bobadar was, Chiefsaholic, and Chiefsaholic was a beloved super fan for the Kansas City Chiefs. And one day in December of 2022, he went missing. And that precipitated a whole investigation from the Chiefs kingdom and the community looking for this guy because they wanted to know where he was at or if he was hurt or anything. And it turns out he was in a Tulsa County jail for robbing a bank in Bixby, Oklahoma.
That's just insane. Dylan, Tyler Levine here. It's a pleasure to have you on. I'm curious, how did you get connected with this guy?
So I was sitting at home one day, and I got a text from a friend because I live in the Midwest. I'm from Iowa. So, you know, naturally I'm kind of a Chiefs fan as well. But I have a really good friend who's an absolute Chiefs fanatic. And they know that, you know, I had just gotten done with my previous documentary project. And they sent me a link to a video by the name of Cole DeRoos. He's like a Chiefs YouTuber who reports on the news. And he had done this report on Chiefsaholic, and so my friend sent it to me. He's like, here, I got your next doc idea. It's right here. And so the more I looked into the story, it just blew me away. So I decided to reach out to Xavier while he was in the Tulsa County Jail and basically asked him, hey, if you get out on bail, can I film a documentary? And, you know, one thing led to another, and eventually he got out on bail, and he allowed us to film him. And that's kind of how it all came about.
Fascinating job. Dylan Cyrus with us, the director of this documentary. It's out Christmas Eve. I think it's an early Christmas gift. I can't wait. I mean, I love it. I love documentaries to begin with. Podcasts, I love them. Dylan, I live in Iowa too, so I kind of know the passion there. This guy here was, I don't know how many states he hit, but he was hitting credit unions. He terrorized the bank teller. I mean, he terrorized that poor woman. I mean, she her life has been completely turned upside down. And the reason why I bring that up is, yet there's part of social media that this guy's almost like a folk hero for crime. I mean, this is Bonnie and Clyde all by himself. So I take that little morsel of information, and now does he stand to profit off this documentary, which you've done, just what I've been told, an amazing job on? Let me hear. Go ahead.
No, he doesn't stand to profit from this documentary. You know, and that's also an important thing to bring up. You know, one thing that sometimes gets lost in kind of the sensational aspects of the story, because the story is absolutely sensational. You know, it's something, if you wrote it for a film, a narrative film, people wouldn't believe you, because you'd be like, oh, this feels too written, feels too perfect. So it's important to remember the people behind his crimes, you know, because Xavier, you know, he's a big guy, you know, 6'1", 6'2", 250. You know, he's a muscular person. So if you got a guy running at you with a gun, you know, even though we know now it was fake, I mean, that's a pretty scary individual coming after you in the bank. So, you know, while you have these sensational aspects to the story that kind of make it, you know, meme culture, you know, make it seem pretty wild, it's always important to remember the people who were traumatized by these crimes.
Dylan, I wanted to ask about the reaction of Chiefs Nation, because obviously this guy was, you know, beloved. I remember when the story was going down initially, you know, you were seeing signs in the crowd, "Free Chiefsaholic." I don't think people really understood like the magnitude of what he was doing and how it was going down. But I mean, you were right there. You were, you know, on the scenes dealing with this guy as an individual around Chiefs Nation. You know, what were the Chiefs fans' reaction to what was going down? Obviously, no one really approved of it, but you mentioned meme culture. And in today's world, especially all over X and Instagram and stuff, you know, this stuff spreads and almost creates like a cult-like environment. Did, you know, was he feeling that support from people around him?
Yeah, we went down, I think it was for the AFC Championship game, to the tailgate to film, and we talked to a lot of fans there. And the sense that I got was, you know, there might be 20 to 30% of people who actually supported this guy, but one, they wouldn't really say it publicly. Only a few actually would go on camera and actually say, you know, like, you know, this guy's innocent until proven guilty, and, you know, free Chiefsaholic. But the majority of people were like, you know, this guy's an embarrassment to Chiefs Kingdom.
Yeah, Dylan Cyrus, director of this amazing documentary coming out on Prime Video on Christmas Eve. You know, he befriended the Chief Nation, which is one of the most rabid fan bases in any sport anywhere. I mean, it rivals stuff you see in the European Premier League. These fans are crazy. They're tailgating. The waffling flavor of Kansas City barbecue can be literally smelt miles away from Arrowhead. It's part of the Truman Complex. It's crazy. This guy was like Elvis showing up at games. It was crazy. He befriended a woman, though, out in Arizona, and it was weird because I thought this was going to take a really crazy, crazy turn with involving this apparently young, blonde, very beautiful woman who sounds like she was falling for him. But she, I guess she became so enamored, and then when he went missing, she started to just, scour social media to track him down, did she not? That's an interesting part of this story, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Who are you referring to exactly? You said a blonde woman?
There was that young woman that he befriended, I want to say, in Arizona.
Oh, are you talking about New Jersey, Lexi?
Yes.
Oh, so in our film, because there's lots of people he befriended, but...
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, Lexi Farmers is one of the, you know, one of his big followers on... Twitter, and so, you know, she helped scour the internet trying to figure out, you know, who this guy was, because, you know, a lot of people don't know the outside story, but so Chiefsaholic was a beloved superfan, but at the same time, no one really knew his name, and they had never really seen his face, because he donned a full wolf costume while he was at the games. Didn't matter how hot it was, how cold it was, this guy was always, you know, fully dressed in his wolf costume. So when he went missing, people were like, hey, we need to find him. But at the same time, they didn't really have his name. And they didn't know what he looked like. And so, you know, in the film, we try to kind of trace that investigation, the sleuthing from the kingdom, from, you know, the Chiefs fans, and how they figured out what Chief Sahala's name was, what he looked like, and that, you know, ultimately that he was found in a Tulsa County jail in Bixby for robbing a bank.
Unbelievable. Tyler, one more, yeah, and then we'll finish up. So great to have you, Dylan. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, I was curious. I don't know if it gives anything away, but, you know, are you still in contact with this guy in any way? You know, where is he now? You know, has someone resumed the role as Chief Saholic nowadays?
not that I know of. Xavier now is in a federal prison, and I'm not exactly sure which prison he's at. When someone's in federal prison, the press isn't allowed to talk to them, so I haven't talked with Xavier since the last time we filmed with him, which was in 2023.
Just an amazing, yeah. Federal prison camp, and you can do a federal inmate locator to find out where he is. And wow, it's just this is just a great job, Dylan. Congratulations. Are you got to be anxiously awaiting reviews, huh? I mean, this thing's gonna go crazy in Chief Nation, huh? Can you imagine how this fandom is gonna get treated to this on Christmas Eve? My Lord.
Yeah, I'm definitely awaiting what the verdict is from everyone. You know, we tried to tell a balanced story right down the middle and represent everyone's point of views as best we could. And we put a lot of work in it. We had a lot of talented people work on the film, and I'm very grateful for that. And yeah, I'm excited to get it out and let everyone see it, because I feel like we had some pretty crazy moments in the film while we were filming.
Yep, Chiefsaholic, A Wolf in Chief's Clothing, produced by Drew Crew Entertainment. It'll be on Prime, and that's coming up on Christmas Eve. And then the Chiefs play, by the way, on Netflix on Christmas Day. So you got a documentary pregame show on Christmas Eve, and you got the Chiefs game on Christmas Day. You couldn't have scripted it any better. Dylan Spires, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thank you guys both so much.
Yep, and I said Spires. It is Sires, my bad. Dylan Sires, Iowa guy, too. Congratulations to him. That ought to be good. All right, open segment, Bellinger from the Cubs to the Yankees. Awkward situation maybe in the clubhouse. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, we're presented by Geico. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell along with Tyler Levine and our good pal, Dominic Jimenez, who does an outstanding job back in our home spun studios in San Francisco at 300 Broadway. And away we go. All right, Tyler, Bellinger. Let's go with the baseball side of it. Then we'll get into the Kardashian drama, you know, private life part of the Bellinger acquisition by the Yankees. I think this is a great. He's going to love the right field porch. Not only that, he's not only a pull hitter. He can pull the ball. He's very, very good with his hands. This guy has great bat control. I almost want to age myself and say he's Will Clark. I mean, he's just so good. I love this pickup for the Yankees. How do you think it's being embraced by Yankee Nation, so to speak? And how about you? Let me hear.
I mean, I think that we needed to improve the outfield. That was for sure. We add another lefty bat in the lineup, and I think that he's going to be able to take advantage of that short porch. 2019 MVP, it's not like we gave up too much. We're not going to be paying him $765 million. So, look, the Yankees have been doing what they needed to do this offseason. The Soto sweepstakes ended, and they have been nonstop making moves. And this is what, as a fan, we wanted to see. We knew that we needed to improve the roster. We got down, we brought in an unbelievable starting pitcher, an unbelievable closer. Now we're improving the outfield. So it's a great move. I think he's going to be loved by Yankees fans. He's just one of those guys that feels right to be in a Yankee uniform. I believe he was a Yankee fan growing up. Don't quote me on that. But it's just, I think it's a really good addition because not only can he play in the outfield, but he can also play first base. Which will be huge for us as Rizzo. I don't know if we re-signed him or not, or if he's
Rizzo's toast. They're not bringing him back.
And I didn't expect them to. So look, if he can play first, that's great. If he can play some outfield, even better. It's a great addition.
You wait and see. That's going to be a huge pickup. All right. What about his private life and how he is going to blend into that Yankee clubhouse?
I mean, the fact that his wife is the ex-girlfriend of Stanton is definitely very interesting. And I'm very curious. You think that they brought that up in conversations? Like, you think that was part of the whole, hey, like, do you want to come here? We know your wife, used to date Stanton over here. And you think they talked to Stanton and was like, hey, look, we're bringing Bellinger in. You got to stay away from his wife. It's just really odd. I can't say that I have seen that in my years of watching sports. But you got to imagine these guys are professionals. They want to get back to the World Series, and I can't imagine that it's going to cause any issues in the clubhouse.
I don't think it'll cause any issues, only in that the New York media is going to have a field day with
this. Oh, of course.
They're going to have a field day. I mean, the back page of the Post, page six, I mean, here we go. They love it. So it's only going to be, I think, an issue because, the media is going to have a field day with it. And as much as it's a great sports town, New York loves – They love juice. I'm looking at the Post the other day. A guy gets gunned down, an Iowa guy too, by the way. The CEO of United Healthcare gets gunned down. It's been almost 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks on Christmas Day or 3 weeks on Christmas Day, and they're still giving it 4 or 5 pages of coverage. They can't get enough of this stuff, Tyler. I know you're a native New Yorker, and it's crazy. It really and truly is. And when you're immersed in it and you're in New York for any period of time, like 4 or 5 straight days, you get out of there and you exhale. You go, whew, I survived it. Not that you'd get killed there, but it's nuts, Tyler. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
Really is.
I hate legacy media. I'll throw it out there. I think it's just the most low life, scummy, pathetic stuff that those people throw out there, and they're just leaps. And
they make stuff up too.
Yeah,
they just
pathetic.
Totally make stuff up. Yeah,
they literally make stuff up, see what sticks. They just cause problems. I have absolutely zero, actually less than zero respect for those individuals. I'm seeing here though that Bellinger is going to be playing center with Judge moving to right field, which I love.
Yeah,
for
that's
us,
where you belong. Aaron Judge is too much of a robot to play center field.
Yeah, he can't. He doesn't.
That position requires fluidity and movement sideways and back and forth. You know, and that's just not Judge. I mean, I'm sorry. He is just a big, big dude, and he belongs in right field. I don't even like him over in left field because left field you got to be a little more agile. And I hate to say this, but when you're in Little League, where do they put the worst player on your team? In terms of field, you park him in right field because you know that's where you can do the least amount of damage. Either that or you DH him. So away we go. I mean, this trade I don't think totally washes Soto, but if you do a dollar cost analysis and you look at Bellinger's production, I'm telling you, Tyler, it's closer than people think. This acquisition blew me away today. Well, I think it's brilliant.
We need home runs. Like, we need guys that are going to hit singles and doubles and just get on base. And I know I'm not – obviously, Soto is one of the best there is in the business of getting on base. And I'm certainly not saying that Bellinger is, you know, a comparable individual in terms of being able to get on base. But, like – we need more of this. We need more smart pickups, guys that can play defense, guys that won't make errors, guys that have been there before. I mean, he's a former MVP. He can hit, he can field. This is what we needed. And, you know, ultimately, we didn't lose the World Series because of a lack of home runs. You know, we lost the World Series because of poor defense. You think Ballinger's dropping that ball that Drudge dropped in center field? Nope. 0% chance that that happens. So... and even, you know, we can look at some of the errors in the field that Soto made in the World Series. And the Ohtani hit, you know, there is another one. I think it was Freddie Freeman or Teoscar Hernandez didn't dive for the ball, went by him. You know, guy got a triple. It's just like, I'm over Soto. I'm now at a point where I can say confidently and honestly in a non-sour way that I'm happy that we didn't sign him. Because seeing these moves that we've made since not signing him makes me feel a lot better about the future of the franchise as a whole. And, you know, I don't think we would have made any of these moves had we signed Soto at all. Maybe the Bellinger one because it was a trade. But even that, like, I don't think it would have happened. And, you know, it's we're doing the right things, finally, it looks like. And I'm curious to see, are we done yet? Because, you know, it's still, what, December 17th? There's a long way until that season starts, so I'm expecting the Yankees to continue to make moves and spend.
It's going to be interesting. I don't think they're done, but I think this is they're not going for that top shelf. Although the minute you say that, you know, Cashman may pull it off. I think he gets an A++ for this offseason. When you could lose Soto and bounce back the way they did in terms of acquisitions,
Pete Alonso's still out there, no?
Yeah, Alonso's still hanging out there. I still think Milwaukee. I mean, that's what I was hearing on Milwaukee, but who knows?
I'm like stuck on this hill now after watching that World Series. Like, I want a gold glove first baseman. Like, I don't care if they're, you know, hit 40, 50 home runs a season. Like, I don't at all. I just want guys to hit singles and doubles. That's it. Like, right. if everyone's hitting singles and doubles, you're scoring runs. And that's, you know, we got enough guys in the lineup between Judge, if he's not striking out, and Stanton, to put the ball over the fence. And Bellinger as well will hit home runs with that short porch. You can mark my words with that. Guaranteed.
All right, let's do a couple of minutes on college buckets. You get two blue bloods tonight. I mean, Duke's going to have probably a glorified scrimmage with George Mason. And then you've got North Carolina, Florida, which obviously you're going to command attention on ESPN tonight. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to sound like a total dope to some people, but this Drake-Kansas State game in Kansas City tonight at the Sprint Center T-Mobile Center is going to be phenomenal. I'm telling you right now, this Drake team is 10-0. You've got to watch them, Tyler. You've got to watch this team, and you're going to say to yourself, oh, my God, this is Butler. This is maybe a poor man's Villanova. They're unselfish. I'm telling you, if you really love college basketball, you will find a way to dip into this game tonight. because what time is your Tar Heel game? Is that 7?
Yes.
East.
So yeah, I believe so. 7 o'clock. So it's coming up shortly. I'll have time. This is the best thing about college basketball, and these are the games for the people who kill it in their brackets in March. They're watching these games, and these are where you identify good teams. 9-0 on the road, going to Kansas State, not an easy place to play. They always have a competitive roster. They always play a good brand of basketball. Are they always going to be a top 10 team? Absolutely not. Are they always a threat to take you down? Absolutely. And you know, a school like Drake, when they are well coached, and I've been saying this since the beginning, you know, of college basketball this season, when teams play good fundamental basketball two ways, not just offensively, but defensively as well. But more importantly, when their roster isn't built with guys with such big egos, and that's a huge problem that a lot of these blue bloods have, is that everyone in North Carolina thinks they're the best player in the world. Yeah. Everyone on Duke thinks they're the best player in the world. And when you throw all those guys in a room together, they don't always mesh well. And you can see it fall apart. So I am interested in this, you know, the Drake Kansas State game. I'm interested to see how it goes because, you know, a team like Drake can make a run in March.
Oh, my God. I mean, listen, we have to go back to 1969 when they went to the Final Four, Dolph Pulliam against Lou Alcindor. I'm aging myself. 2008, they had Keno Davis. They lost a thriller down in Tampa. We were there against Western Kentucky. But I'll tell you right now, every once in a while, this mid-major jumps up and bites people, and I'm thrilled to death for them. Des Moines, Iowa, I know I'm an Iowa homer, but I want to give them and the new coach all the kudos in the world. And I think they're going to pick off K-State tonight in Kansas City. All right, we'll come back. More NFL talk, AFC North, more documentary, HBO this time. We go Hard Knocks coming up.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's the holiday season and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation.
Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, talking the world of sports here across the country. iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and you can stream it at sportsovernightamerica.com, sportsbyline.com, and also, of course, globally on the American Forces Network. Saluting all our soldiers, men and women, who do a great job serving our country during this holiday season. They do it for 365, 24/7, around the clock. So we salute them. Tyler, I'm fired up. Marty Terrell here. Tyler Levine as well. So nice to get this opportunity to do a little in-season HBO Hard Knocks with the AFC North debuting. Now, Tyler, I want to ask you one quick question before we get Ken Rogers on here. Hard Knocks has been around for, 23, 24 years. How many times do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers have been featured on Hard Knocks, HBO?
Let me hear. I'd have to imagine not many.
How about zero? Tonight's really? Their debut.
Oh, wow.
When you think Hard Knocks, you think Steel City Pittsburgh. I don't know if it's an organizational thing, but let's get him in here. And we're so glad he is the VP executive producer at the legendary NFL Films across the way from Philadelphia. His name is Ken Rogers. Ken, my name is Marty Terrell. He's Tyler Levine. Welcome aboard. How are you?
Doing great, fellas. Thanks for having me.
We're looking forward to it tonight, 9 Eastern. Give us a thumbnail sketch. This is a great division. The quarterbacks alone are amazing. Russell Wilson is the rising phoenix from the ashes. He's putting up a great run here. We're down the home stretch here, and you guys are going to get your cameras and your microphones into the mix. Give us a little thumbnail what we're going to see tonight with this AFC North in-season Hard Knocks, Ken. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, it's really great. It's brand new for us to do an entire division. In-season the last couple years, we've had some really entertaining teams. Last year, the Miami Dolphins were great television, but there just wasn't the ending of that we wanted. Winning a division, well, you got to kind of guess right if you pick a team to be on, that you're going to get a team that wins a division, that goes to the playoffs, that does, you know, incredible things after that. This time, someone is going to win the AFC North. So we got a chance this year to feature all four teams of a division, and we'll be featuring a different division going forward in season from here on out. But this year, the AFC North, talking about a division where last year three teams, you know, made the playoffs, not going to be the case this year possibly, but the Bengals are coming on strong here, and who knows, we might have three teams in the playoffs again. So it's really exciting to follow an entire division and see how it ends up playing out.
Ken, Tyler Levine here, and I couldn't be more excited. I think it's such a cool concept of what you guys have put on here, and I'm looking forward to it sticking and staying around. You mentioned the Bengals, and I think that they have one of the most interesting situations in the league right now with how well Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are performing, but the defense not really being there, and them being in a situation where they kind of have to win out to really even stand a chance of making the playoffs. As you guys spent time with them, and obviously we're going to see it tonight, I don't want you to give too much away, but what's the general vibe in that organization right now that you guys are seeing with the Bengals?
You know, I think like any team in that position, they're not waving any flags yet. It's been a really tough season. And more things happened this week that are tough on the injury front. But when you have something so historic happening between a quarterback and a receiver, you can't help but have some hope. So I don't think they're thinking, well, this season's over and, this didn't work out. They're looking to make the playoffs. They're looking to continue. And, of course, the oddity of wanting to make the playoffs is that the only way to do that is concentrate on one week at a time. So those guys everyone on the team is concentrating on what do we do today, because they're in a tough situation. They put themselves there with some losses, injuries, things that happened that some were beyond their control, and now they can't afford to lose. One loss and they're out. So they're really concentrating on one at a time. And so you see a game like
the Titans that is featured in this week's show tonight. And normally you'd say, well, that's kind of not a premier matchup in the National Football League. But for the Bengals, every week has so much tension and so much stakes involved because they can't afford one more mistake. And to see that play out, especially with Burrows and Chase, both of them featured very heavily tonight, you can tell how much it means. And that if it happens, if they go to the playoffs, it's going to be largely because of these two and the incredible record-breaking season that they're having.
18 Emmys, the legendary Sable family, the history of NFL films. I hope you guys do a documentary on yourself someday. Cherry Hill, New Jersey, In the Shadows of Philadelphia. You can't mention NFL films without the legendary voice of John Facenda. I mean, Ken, you are part of just an absolute blue chip, top of the line, top shelf organization. And what you guys do is just simply amazing. I cannot wait to see you guys finally try to crack a really good nut, and that's Mike Tomlin. That guy, I mean, the Steelers, first of all, they don't fire coaches. You got to really do something bad before they fire you. I think they've had 6 coaches in their history. But here's, going back to the Rooney family, and they're still involved. So here's where I want to go with you. Mike Tomlin, I mean, it's not that he's camera shy. It's not like he's not well-spoken. But he likes to put on those shades, and he's just a roll-up-your-sleeves, go-to-work coach. That's it. So what are we going to see? Just give us a little morsel on Tomlin. Do you break break the nut there a little bit or no?
Absolutely. I mean, there is a culture there in Pittsburgh that it might appear, that there's a distance between them and the media sometimes. But if needed, you don't have to worry. Mike Tomlin is incredible television, and we get to show that already in the first 2 episodes that are available. And tonight, for the 3rd episode, you can see why Mike Tomlin has been around. And it's not just for his records. It is for his lightning personality. I would follow this guy, into a pool with cement shoes on if I had to, because he would convince me that I'm going to float. He has that charisma that I can't help but say I want to follow this guy. And all 4 coaches in the division are really great. I mean, Stefanski's been coach of the year twice. Zach's had incredible teams, of course, in Cincinnati. And Harbaugh's just as tenured as Tomlin. These guys are really the key to the division is the coaching. But Tomlin has already set himself apart with his personality. We've known that exists. When you see his speeches to the team this week, particularly about facing the Philadelphia Eagles and how he talked to his team about that incredibly big challenge. We all know how good the Eagles are looking right now and how that game turned out, but the speeches he gives and the way he pumps his players up throughout the week, not just one big speech, but how he keeps them up all week is a masterclass in leadership. And when you see those speeches tonight, you'll realize why he's been around so long.
Man, I am so excited for that.
I'm pumped up too.
This is so good, man.
Wow.
I got to ask, speaking of must-see, just amazing television, are we going to see some Jameis Winston? Because this guy, the career revival that he's had with the Browns, and obviously, they are in a, have been kind of through a roller coaster of emotions with the Watson situation and Baker Mayfield and everything, and it seems like kind of a breath of fresh air in Cleveland. Are we going to see some Jameis Winston tonight? Because I'm going to be super fired up if you hit me with a yes right now.
Well, get fired up, because the answer is yes. there's no Jameis Winston, how can you not point the cameras toward him? He's just a great character. We featured him with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and won an Emmy, the Hard Knocks that season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, won the Emmy for Best Sports Series of the Year. He's been incredible. We have a great relationship with him. And you're right that breath of fresh air is the right term. He's a unique personality and very, very honest. You know, he doesn't fake that he's got it all figured out. He makes it very clear he is going to work hard to figure it out. He's had several chances, and this chance he's taken in Cleveland, there's also been some ups and downs. So he's a guy that is so genuine. We've seen him playing with his kids at home and just realizing how mature he's become since maybe those early days. I think he would be the first to admit that. It's one of those great journeys that we get to be on. I think you talk about the legacy of the Sables. That's what Steve and Ed Sable and NFL Films have tried to do. Is in the 70s and 80s, we celebrated these players as larger than life, as myths, as epic figures. And now we're sort of turning that on its head and saying, yes, they're incredible athletes and they are heroic, but they are just guys trying to get a job, keep a job, earn a paycheck for their families. And Jameis Winston is one of the great characters in the history of our organization, no doubt.
It is so good to have you on here and talk about this. I am so jacked up for this, Ken. I got to ask you an institutional question, and I hope it doesn't offend you. But I got to know, with artificial intelligence, will you guys at NFL Films ultimately embrace it in some way where, I'm going to say it sound goofy, but John Facenda's voice, there's kids coming out of college who have grandpas who say, listen to this, watch these NFL films. I've seen it. I mean, you guys have such an incredible following. Is that an awkward or stupid question? Will you engage artificial intelligence in any shape or form at NFL Films in Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
It's a great question. I don't think we take it off the board yet. We're certainly not to the point where we're going to have John Facenda read highlights about Patrick Mahomes. We might get there one day. We are, of course, exploring how to use it to make the production process faster. You have to remember that for Hard Knocks, we shoot 400 hours for every hour of television that makes air. So it is, it's an army of people to go through that footage. And if that army can be helped by artificial intelligence being able to, for example, transcribe an interview instantly rather than, have to type it all out, listen and type it, that will help our process. It'll be able to get things more accurate, quicker. But I don't think we're yet replacing Liev Schreiber, who's the voice of Hard Knocks, with John Facenda. But hey, the future is as unknown to me as it is to you. I can't rule out the possibility that maybe our children will be hearing John Facenda again. Who knows?
It's unbelievable.
Well, I guess we'll close on this note. Congratulations. This is going to be must-watch television tonight, and I'm a big HBO fan and Max. So, Ken Rogers, thank you. And I got to be honest, you probably got one of the dream jobs. You really do. You work at a legendary place, and it's just awesome to have you. I hope we can let you know that you're welcome anytime here, and we love the work that you guys do and continue to do at NFL Films and HBO and Max. So I hope we can get back with you again soon. Thank you so much, Ken.
Thank you, and I'll say quickly that you're right. It is a dream job, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you so much. We'll be watching now and in the future. All right, we're coming back here. Two-minute drill, college buckets tonight. A lot of good TV, documentaries, live games. We got you covered right here, cross country and around the globe. This is Sports Overnight America.
Change the way things are.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Time we'll race right through it and get it covered here. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez. Great job. You know, Tyler, real quick, one little follow-up on Ken Rogers. Can you imagine his job overseeing that operation where all they do is watch film on NFL? You know how much they know about football? Do you know the
400
hours of filming
for an hour of television is insane.
Can you imagine sitting at your, you know, in front of your laptop or even a bigger screen and just watching play after play after play and say, you know what? Put that one on the cutting room floor. It's not going to cut the mustard. I got to see the. I got to see Jameis Winston tonight. It got to be the Denver game where he threw the picks on Monday Night Football. It's got to be that game. We got to see that.
The last 2 weeks have been tough for him. So either way, it's just going to be very interesting to see. You know, and I think we know this about Jameis. He's a very honest and humble individual, and he has come a long way. And what Ken said, Marty, I got to bring something up. I just saw this online. You know that Travis Hunter received $0 of the Colorado's NIL fund and, in fact, was one of the largest donors and covered about 10 to 15 of his teammates' NIL deals?
I did not know that. Wow.
Is that not one of the most unbelievable things you've ever heard? The Heisman Trophy winner not taking a dollar out of the NIL fund, and not only that, but contributing. I mean, what a stellar human being that young man is.
I love that. Man, you came up with all these nuggets today. I mean, you got Giancarlo, Stanton and his ex-girlfriend's now married to Bellinger. You got the Travis. What are you doing, man? You're showing me up.
I'm in the cut, Marty. I'm in the cut, man. Come on.
You're showing me up. I mean, I gotta probably give you a couple of days off here. I'm kidding. I love having you on, man. You do a great job. Oh, you really do. That's awesome. I don't know anything about Travis Hunter, although he's a hell of a two-way football player. And, you know, as much as Deion Sanders annoys some people, what he's done for college football and Colorado in particular is flat out amazing. It's a hell of a job. And it doesn't mean you have to win a national championship to be successful.
No, not at all. I mean, the impact that he's had on this kid's life. I mean, Travis Hunter himself says that he's a second father to him. And, you know, Travis Hunter will be a top three NFL pick, Heisman Trophy winner, regardless if you think he deserves it or not. Yep. I mean, the kid's a stellar human being, and he's going to make a huge impact at the NFL level as well.
All right. Drake, tonight, you got to root for him. We just do that. I want to be a homer. I love this coach. D2 guy from Northwest Missouri State gets the Drake job, and, man, is he winning big. And it's early. 10-0. Let's go. Drake Bulldogs tonight. Best watch of the night. That and HBO. And then we get ready for Chiefsaholic as well. For Tyler Levine and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. Thanks to Darren Peck, Dominic Jimenez, the whole support staff. You guys are awesome. in San Fran. Adios.